We know the last of the Machlokas, you know, forgive me, I have somewhere between a Mechush Valma and makes us holy a little bit under the weather. We know the last time that there's a Machlokas, the Taz, the Bag and Ram, whether when a Cholish Eimla Sakan is allowed to take medicine, does that still require a Shina? The Taz wonders from the Sakan of Ramah why there's no requirement for the Shinoi, just like other Drabanans would require a Shinoi for a Cholish Eimla Sakana. And the Bag and Ram says no, that Choli medicine, for whatever reason, is different. We discussed the Teir Sorbanu versus Amalacha Sorbanu. For whatever reason, medicine is different, and there's no requirement to the Shinoi, right? And we noted that the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Kuf Aleph seems to come out, taskening like the Magen Avraham, that there's no need for Shinoi, right? Which I think is more or less common practice, even though the Be'er Halacha is a little bit more equivocal. I noticed that in the Sefer Orchel Shabbos, Orchel Shabbos Perek Rabbi Reuben from Harnof, Orchel Shabbos Perek Kaf, footnote Kuf Ayin Zayin, Orchel Shabbos Perek Kaf, footnote Kuf Ayin Zayin, he quotes Rechaim Kanievsky in the Shona Halachos, who makes the following observation, that even though the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Kaf Aleph says that there's no need for a Shinoi when it comes to medicine on Shabbos, for a Cholish Eim L'Sakana, there are no fewer than four other instances in the Siman where the Mishnah Berurah does require a Shinoi. So, for example, in Sivkat and Pehei, in the context of applying Afar Makla on a wound, the Mishnah Berurah there says, if you're going to apply Afar Makla for a Cholish Eim L'Sakana, there's a need for a Shinoi. And Sivkat and Kuf Beis, that's Sivkat and Pehei. Sivkat, what?
That's the one I showed you.
Good. Yes, okay. Hat tip to the Yisrael Meir, sorry. And Sivkat and Kuf Beis, about applying warm flax or warm subin to your teeth, however that works. Sivkat and Kuf Lamed talks about exercising on Shabbos, and Sivkat and Kuf Nun talks about applying an enema or using an enema. In all these instances, the Mishnah Berurah requires the Shinoi. So Chaim Kanievsky poses that question: how is that consistent with what seems to be the Mishnah Berurah's bottom line, Sivkat and Kuf Kaf Aleph, to accept Magen Avraham in totality, not to require Shinoi for medicine? That's what Meir wants to say.
Maybe one is just medicine, that you can't really do it with the Shinoi.
That you can't do it with the Shinoi?
You cannot, and therefore it's...
You can't physically do it with the Shinoi?
How do you not swallow medicine?
I think if you dissolve it, that's what we discussed last time, and maybe dissolving ahead of time is a form of the Shinoi.
Yeah.
But along those lines, the question of Chaim Kanievsky is saying that, no, there is a difference. He doesn't explain the nature of the difference, but there is a difference between medicine and other forms of treatment on Shabbos. That somehow, presumably, medicine is, the act of taking medicine is perhaps less pronounced, less significant than all these other kinds of applications of things to the body, or athletics, exercises. When it comes to medicine, there's less of a need for a Shinoi. But he doesn't really explain the difference, but he points out that that should be the difference between Kuf Kaf Aleph and the other applications throughout the Siman. Medicine doesn't require a Shinoi, but other forms of medical treatment, other applications, applying mixtures to the body, for makla, subin, things of that sort, would require a Shinoi. Okay.
Even though Skidus Simoni would probably apply more to a medicine that you are ingesting as opposed to some other treatment.
Right, so that doesn't seem to be at play. That doesn't seem to be the crux of why you're buying
Shiva.
Okay.
Yeah, just note that.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Yisrael Meir also pointed out last time that there seems to be another category that creeps in through the back door to our discussion of treating Choli on Shabbos. The way we presented things till now is that there's a Pikuach Nefesh situation of Choli Sheish V'Sakana, which you can do anything for. There's a Choli She'ein Lo Sakana, where you're Matyam Lachas Deraisa Yidei Nochri, Lachas Derabanan Yidei Shinoi for Yisrael. There's Sakanas Aver, which may or may not be slightly different, and may or may not be another category as a subsidiary of Kol HaShe'im LaSakana. Two deis or multiple deis in Sifu Zayim and Shulchan Aruch. And then you have Mefesh Ba'alma, a low-grade pain or ailment, where we don't allow medicine, we don't allow malachos, even drabanan, and we don't even allow real and ashrei, presumably. So those are the categories that we discussed till now. However, there is, again, through the back door, another category, which may be my focus is showing whether this category actually exists. So take a look at Simon Shin Zayin Se'if Hei. Simon Shin Zayin Se'if Hei. And the father writes, Shin Zayin Hei. Davar She'en Malacha Ve'enu Asir La'asos Ha'Bishavis Elam Yishem Shvah. So something which is a Malacha D'Rabbanan, or Deir D'Rabbanan, something which is only Asir Mid'Rabbanan, Mutter L'Yisrael Lomer Le'enu Yehudi La'asos Ha'Bishavis. A Jew is allowed to ask an Akri to perform a Shavus V'hu She'yesha Mixas Holi, as long as there is a Mixas Holi situation. Oh, yes, Sarach Ladavit, Sarach Harbe, or a pressing need, Avnei Mitzvah. So with Shavuos, you can instruct the Nachri to violate for either Mixas Holi, or Sarach Harbe, or a Mitzvah. The example is that you can tell a Nachri to climb a tree to get a shofar to blow on Rosh Hashanah, or to bring water through a chaser without an Eruv Haseros in order to wash someone who is Mitzar. Okay, so Mil and Achol will be our next major topic in a couple weeks in Rosh Hashanah. So what is this category? What is this Nitzas Choli where Mil and Achol is mutter for a Shavuos? So this din of Mechaber is based on Rambam. Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Tes. Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Tes. Davar she'eino malacha ve'ein asur la'asos b'Shabbos ela mishum shvus. So something that is not a malacha, it's only a shvus. Mutar yisrael lomer l'gai la'asos b'Shabbos v'hu she'yesha mitzvah scholi o yetzar p'davar tzar harbe o b'nei mitzvah. So the mechaber is essentially quoting Lashon HaRama. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Im haya mixas choli, what does the rabbi mean? If it's mixas choli, who asma oset, then Israel could do it himself. A malacha de rabbanan. Sharei, goneach yonet chola b'shabbos. Right? We explained, Marim Suvas da Samach, that a chola can extract milk on Shabbos, in violation of an issur de rabbanan. V'chein amru halacha matzunas hashever, you can reset a displaced bone. So what's the Rambam telling us, as a Ravid, that b'malcha mitzas choli amir l'nafi is mutter and a shvus, even if he's talking to the shvus? So it seems that the Rambam and the Rambam himself, or Sameach points this out, for example, the Rambam himself in Beza tells us that a cholish ema sakana osin la kol sarach avayde gai, even a deraisa. So it seems pretty clear that the Rambam's nixas choli is a different category. It's not a regular cholish ema sakana. In Achnami, if it's a regular cholish ema sakana, a nachri can do malacha deraisa, and a Yisrael can do malacha derabana nalisai deshina. And that's the Ravid's assumption. The Ravid's assuming that the Rambam is mixas choli is a cholish ein lo sakana. But it seems that the Rambam is presenting a new category, mixas choli, which is more than what we term a mechush ba'alma or holek kabari, but less than a chol l'shem b'sakana, where there is a dispensation for a amir l'nachri on a shvus. And that's how the Magen Avraham explains a din of the Ramah that we addressed last time. Flip back to Siman Shin Kaf Ches, Sif Kaf Hei. Shin Kaf Ches Kaf Hei. Ritia Shenafla Me'al Gabi Hamaka. Al gabi karka, if you have a bandage that falls off, a maka onto the ground, lo yasirana, because of a mimareach concern, as we discussed. Nafa gabi kli, where there's no mimareach concern, yasirana. Va'ayide eno yehudi, mutra lahanicha, afil bitkila. But you have a nachri apply this mitia on Shabbos from the get-go. If it's there before Shabbos, the Yisrael can return it as long as it doesn't fall on the ground. If not, then a nachri is allowed to apply it for the first time on Shabbos. Why? Says the Mishabura Sif Kata and Pei Gimel, according to the Magen Avraham. Mishabura Pei Gimel, according to the Magen Avraham, Sif Kata and Kaf Ches. Says the Mishabura Pei Gimel, Ayde Enu Yehudim Mutter. Umayri Kishahaya Kitsas Kola Ayde Amaka. We're talking about where he's Kitsas Kola, the Rambam's Mitzvah Kola. Diabarach Nefesh Ba'alma, because if it's a lower grade illness, even if it's only Nefesh Ba'alma, Afilo Alide Enayudi Aser, then you can't even have an Ufri do it. The Chanal Bere Simazak. Right, so this din, that Alide Enayudi Mutter, Mishaburka and Magen Avraham says, is talking specifically within that category of Mitzvah Cholis. So then, you have an additional category, Cholishi Yeshra Sakana, Cholishi Eimba Sakana slash Sakana Sever. Mitzvah Soli and Nefesh Ba'alma. So for Mitzvah Soli, the added dispensation is that you could have a Nachri perform a Shvus. Now, what is considered Mitzvah Soli? Where do you draw the line between these categories? So we have a pretty good idea what the definition of a Cholish Eimba Sakana is, and we were assuming till now that Nefesh Ba'alma is anything below a Cholish Eimba Sakana. He's not Nofel Nishkav, and Mishaz Nofel Kibari, he's going about his normal business with just some minor discomfort. But where does Mitzvah Soli fit in that allows Amira Lenachri for a Shvus? In the Kisser Svarim, they're not so forthcoming about this. Shmir Shabbos Lechasai, I looked at Rabbi Bader's book, and I couldn't find any. I didn't look so carefully, but I couldn't find any direct hagdaras about this. Shmir Shabbos does have this as a subcategory, but the only example that Shmir Shabbos comes up with for Mitzvah Choli that would allow Amir L'Nachri for a Shvus is either someone who has an excessive runny nose or someone who needs to insert an enema. But beyond that, I'm not sure what the other examples of Mitzvah Choli would be.
Someone needs them. It sounds like a treatment as opposed to a symptom. You know, well, taking anemia as a treatment, it's not
right.
Described to a particular.
Correct. Level. Okay. But someone has an excessive body nose is a symptom.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. So that's just something to keep in mind that you know, if you read Siman Shin Kaf Ches straight. Aside from that passing reference in the Mishnah Berurah Magen Avraham to the din of Ritia, if you read Shin Kaf Ches straight, you don't necessarily get the impression that there's this other category of Mitzvah Choli. You have to go back to Shin Zayin to see it in the context of Amir L'Nachri and then figure out the application. But it seems, at least that's a Machlokas Rishonim, at least the Machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether there is such a separate category at all. Okay. Good. The last time we discussed taking medicine on
could you use it to take medicine like as a shinu, if you're a mixas choli to get around. In other words, you're not a mechush, but if you have
right,
mixas choli,
yes.
So you want to.
Rabbi Elanachri.
So would it?
What? No, you have a. You're thinking you have an Nachri insert he have enough to give you the medicine?
Right.
So that goes into issues of misayaya. What's considered, is that considered misayaya if you have him put it, if he shuts it down your throat, you can argue that's not misayaya. So then that should be a case of shvasayaya nafi. Like the giving an anima would be, maybe that's also, if you argue that's not misayaya.
So maybe if swallow would be misayaya, so maybe as a suppository,
because
that'd be like the batia.
Right.
They're the ones who are doing everything in your
right.
toilet, and the
right. Unless you argue this misayaya, unless you argue this misayaya, they're also, but it's less likely. But the Shur Shabbos seems to assume there's no misayaya there, which is why he's not to the anima. Correct. Okay. Good. Thank you.
But looking at Sif Yud Zayin and Shem,
yes,
but then you say Chasas, the Lashon of the Ma,
right?
And then the Mishnah Berurah says, like for example, like, when it comes to the Chol, like on the eye, the Mishnah Berurah says Kam Samach, right? Isn't that Mashur? If you open up your mouth a little bit, I mean, can you compare the two? What the Hagdar is for Chasas?
Well, yes, yeah, so correct. If you open your mouth, so that's very likely misayaya. Correct. But we're saying...
Which would be mutter. That's why it would be mutter.
Would not be mutter.
Why? But it says here, beferish, mutter the whole of the success.
That's talking about a... Chola she'en
v'sakana.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
Good. Okay, so last time we discussed medicine on Shabbos. The corollary, in terms of defining what's considered medicine or not, is the category of machal briyim, healthy people's food. And we take a look at Sif Lamed Zayin, Shin Kav Ches Lamed Zayin. Kol ochlim u'mashkin shehei machal briyim, so any food or drink that is considered healthy person food, mutar l'ochlim u'shesosan, afafi shehem kashim u'tzatz briyim. So you're allowed to consume them on Shabbos, even if they don't agree so well with some healthy people. Even if it could have a detrimental effect to some. And this is based on a Mishnah Shabbos Kuptes on a base that machal briyim, even a chol, is allowed to eat, because it's not considered medicine. So if someone's sick, even b'mefesh v'alma, they can have chicken soup on Shabbos, even if they're having the chicken soup. Well, we'll discuss in a minute, but at first glance, even if they're having the chicken soup because they think the chicken soup will have some beneficial effect on their ailment, that's considered machal briyim, healthy people food that healthy people eat. Anyway, then that would be presumably mutter. Look at Sif Lamed Ches. The Chavar writes that you're allowed to swallow an egg yolk, kidei lahanim hakol. So the practice of the old chazanim to swallow egg yolks to improve their voice, that's mutter on Shabbos based on a Mordechai, because that's not considered refuah. Even if it's not something that people typically eat, it's still not refuah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Kaf Beis, the lav refuahu. The lives of the Zem, you shouldn't speak to someone. So if something's machal briyim, so then it could be, we'll discuss this in a minute, could be that even if your intention is lirafuah, it's mutter. If something like the egg yolk is not lirafuah, so even if it's not something that's normally consumed as a food of choice, if it's not lirafuah, that would be mutter. Where the Aruch HaShulchan says it, and Sukkata Nun, is that if you're swallowing an egg yolk in order to enhance your voice, that's considered Oner Shabbos. That's not service refuah, that's your Oner Shabbos. But is that fully clear that a machal briyim is mutter, even for a chola, even if his intention is to benefit from it medicinally? Rav Moshe discusses this in his tshuva about vitamins, which we'll get to a little bit later. Egros Moshe Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Dalid. Egros Moshe Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Dalid. So Rav Moshe talks about the Gemara in Daf Kuftesim and Aleph. Kuftesim and Aleph. that kus barta is not a problem of refuah. Is it very hot in here?
Yeah.
Kus barta doesn't pose a problem of refuah. Some kind of plant-based solution. What are we talking about here? So machlokas Rashi Tosfos, is this kusbarta something that you're digesting, or is it something that you're applying? So it's used as a medicine for the eyes. Is it something that you apply, or is it something that you consume? Rashi writes,
what
that? Kuf Tesam and Aleph, toward the top. Rashi writes that Ein Behem Ein Behem Mishum Refuah Ba'achilaso. So Rashi says we're eating it, we're not applying it. Lahayra Nayim Delo Masa. The Rashi says, there's no problem with refuah if you're going to eat it in order to improve your eyesight. Delo masu. It doesn't heal. And then Rashi writes, V'lo b'mei mishra. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to wash yourself in flax water. The Rashi says, shesharim bo pishtan, that you soak flax in this water. The ein derech l'chitza behen, it's not something that you normally wash yourself in. Ela l'refua demasim, it's used for refua that cures. Lirafua de Masa. So Moshe says, Mashman Rashi, why does Rashi have to say Lirafua de Masa? Should have just said Lirafua. Right? You use it for Rafua. Why does he say for Rafua that cures? So Mashma, that if it doesn't actually cure, meaning you think that it's Rafua, but it's not an effective Rafua, then that would be Mutter. So if a chola would take something that he thinks is lirifua, but it's not really lirifua, then maybe that would be mutter. It's only usser if it actually is an effective rifua. So again, if you have a regular machal briyim chicken soup that everyone eats stam, even if your intention is refuah, because this is something that everyone eats, it's a machal briyim, that'll be mutter. If you have something that you think is actually medicinal, but in point of fact, it's ineffective, it doesn't do anything for you as far as medicine, so then Rav Moshe thinks based on the Rashi, maybe that would be mutter, even if your intention is to take it as medicine. Okay. Let's move on to the next if in Shabbat, Lamites, Ein Osin Apiktvizin, the Hainu Guramas Ki, Afila Bechol Mishum Hesed Ochli. Not allowed to induce vomiting, even during the week, because you're being masked in the food. Then it's star, maybe of Machal, but if you're so stuffed that you need to relieve yourself, then b'chol mutter, so then you have a heter to induce vomiting during the week. Afil b'sam, even to take a medicine to induce a vomiting. Well, b'shabbos, asu b'sam, mutter b'yat. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to induce vomiting through medicine, but you are allowed to induce vomiting by sticking your finger down your throat. Take a look at the Mishnah Berura Kuf Kaf Dalet. Asur Bissam, the Dami Lirafua, Uxeri Mishnah Speaker Samamai. That if, right, this is the Gemara on Kuf, the Gemara on Kuf Mem Zayin, that if the Gemara distinguishes between Sam and Bayad, so if you use a medicine, that's Dami Lirafua, and then Shpika Samamanim applies. Okay, that's Mishnah Berurah referencing Rashi there on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. In the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman's Pesachim, they quote that Shlomo Zalman was mistapek whether you see from this din, or the distinction between Sam and Bayad, is that a general halacha that anything that involves medicine, even if it's not directly the refuah, is going to be usur because of that bechlal is there shikas on the money. Meaning, if a person is totally healthy, if a person has a mefesh ba'alma, we saw you're not allowed to take medicine. If a person has no mefesh at all, that's siflam and zayin, it's mutter. If Shlomo Zalman was misafik, maybe there's another level here that something which appears as medicine, even if you're totally healthy, would be aser, because that's part of the zera of shpika samamak. That heter of eima shum mefesh mutter, maybe that's only for other kinds of refuah. But to take a pill, just like you're not allowed to induce vomiting through a sam, even if you're not at all sick, you're ain lo shum nechush, but you can't induce vomiting through a sam because that's like medicine. But maybe there's such a concern by anything that has the appearance of medicine that should be usher on Shabbos. So, for example, can you take a caffeine pill? So, if you're taking a caffeine pill to keep you awake, arguably you're not sick, you're totally healthy, you just want to stay up later. So you would have said that's considered ein lo shum eichlosh and it's totally mutter. The Rosh Hashanah raised the question, maybe that's not so pashut, maybe that should be analogous to the sam of activism.
But isn't the person actually sick and they're relieving themselves with the vomit?
No, the person is tired, that's not a sickness.
No, I'm saying with the even star me roiv manechol, saying that.
No, so that's...
That's not called being sick?
If it was sick.
Think it's just a mechush?
Or less than a mechush. It's you're stuffed. Your stuffed is not a mechush. I think that's what Shlomo Zalman is assuming in this presentation. So he leaves that as a tzarach yin. Is that true that there'd be a general restriction on taking any pills on Shabbos even if you're totally healthy? Rabbi Bonder quotes Rav Karelitz as being makel, and he quotes from Rav Chaim Noah that Rav Chaim Noah was makel for caffeine pills as well, because in his language, staying up or not sleeping is not considered a choli. Vasam ein merape. If you take a caffeine pill, it's not addressing an illness. It's not that you're sick and the caffeine pill is making you healthy. There's nothing to do with any situation of illness. Even though Chaim Noah himself, as we noted last time, was oriented towards being more makel b'chlal about pills nowadays and medicine nowadays because of our lack of knowledge about shpika samamun.
Even for someone who has narcolepsy?
I'm sorry?
Caffeine pills is not considered a fool for someone who has narcolepsy?
Someone who has?
Narcolepsy, they fall asleep all the time.
So that's the disease you're saying. Yeah. Okay, maybe. Okay, so maybe that's a different situation. But some Sam who's tired and wants to stay up to finish the daf, that wouldn't be a choli.
Maybe it's machzikur v'alal, meaning an onlooker doesn't necessarily know that the pill that you're swallowing is a caffeine pill as opposed to a medicinal pill.
We also don't know whether you're sick or not, meaning... Part of mean, in any situation, you know, the onlooker doesn't know what level of illness you have. It doesn't seem like we're so concerned about that.
It's not considered machal briyim.
That's part of this issue. Even if something's machal briyim, but maybe there's still a restriction for something that appears as a medicine. That's the issue that Shlomo Zalman raises. Even if you would have said it's machal briyim, now, because not machal briyim means a food that you actually eat for nutritional value, so maybe it's not machal briyim. Even if you wanted to argue that it is machal briyim, but there might still be a restriction on something that looks like medicine. So that's what Shlomo Zalman suffix. Nissen Karelitz is Mako, Vadim Chayimdar is Mako, and then we quote from Shlomo Zalman that Shlomo Zalman thought that maybe in the other direction, let's say you want to take a sleeping pill. So you can't sleep. If you're having difficulty, not a caffeine pill, you want to take a sleeping pill. You're having difficulty falling asleep, and you want to take a pill to induce sleep. So there are some of Zalman things that not being able to sleep may itself be considered a chol. It's to want to stay awake with a caffeine pill, that would not be a chol. But if you're having difficulty sleeping, and you want to take a pill to induce sleep, maybe the state of not being able to sleep is a chol.
Why?
Because that's your body's not functioning normally. So it could be, Shlomo Zalman says, maybe it's a chol to the point that it's actually a chol she'ein bo sakana, and that would be mutter anyway. Because if you need sleep in order to function, and your body's not able to function without sleep, so then maybe that rises. It could go both ways. And maybe it may rise to a level of chol she'ein bo sakana, which would be matter the medicine, or you could have argued that it's not a chol at all. So Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, he thinks it is a chol. So if it's a chol, it would be us to take. If it's only mechush v'alma kind of choli, then you wouldn't be able to take medicine or sleep pills. But you could argue that maybe it's a cholish emes hakana because it's interfering with your normal functioning if you can't sleep, and that would be matzah taking the pills. Yeah.
Would that be? I mean, a suffer cholish emes hakana or a vada cholish emes hakana in the future? In other words, the person knows they're not going to be able to sleep tonight,
right,
and they know they're going to be a zombie the next day, and therefore they would be. Would that be?
Yes, you could argue that
if incapacitated to some.
Yeah, as we discussed last time, that maybe if you're right now mechush v'amil, if you don't take medicine, then you're going to end up becoming a cholish eba sakana, then the post can say that's mutter. Even, so the Orach HaShabbos says, even if you know that you won't be in that state till after Shabbos, today's Shabbos. So if I don't take medicine now, then Mosei Shabbos, I'm going to be a cholish eba sakana. So even if on Shabbos itself, I'm not going to get to that level, but if I know by not taking the medicine Shabbos morning, I'm going to be cholish emes hakana Shabbos night, Motzei Shabbos. So the Orach HaShabbos says, even in that case, you can take medicine on Shabbos. Rabbi Karp says, very close to Rabbi Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv is machmir, that a woman undergoing fertility treatments, or a woman who has fertility challenges, should not take medicine on Shabbos. Because the inability to get pregnant normally without intervention is considered a choli, but a choli of mechush ba'alma or mischazik v'holech kibari. He distinguishes between birth control pills, where there's no choli at all. You want to take pills to prevent pregnancy, so there's no choli. But if you want to take pills to promote pregnancy, because without medical intervention you can't become pregnant, then he quotes what Yashiv is suggesting, maybe that is a low-grade choli, where it would be us to take medicine on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos, Paraglamid Dalit Siftes is makel in both. He's makel both by birth control pills and by fertility treatments. And he quotes there from Shlomo Zalman that taking birth control pills is not considered a choli. Rav Schechter says that if a person is having fertility challenges, so then that's considered like a sakana saver. A sakana saver of a cholish eba sakana, because the rechem is not functioning properly. Anytime you have an organ that's not functioning properly or at capacity, that's considered a cholish eba sakana or a sakana saver. So if a woman is unable to naturally conceive and needs medical intervention, that's considered that her rachim is not functioning properly. That would be a chol she'ein ba sakana with all the kulos that entails. And then you could take other things also, but you definitely take medicine without thinking twice.
She's misukin to lose her rechem?
Not to lose it, but it's not functioning. It's,
so
that's sakana saver. Sakana saver doesn't just mean that you're going to lose use of to totally lose use of the limb, but that the limb can function at normal capacity. So if the rechem is unable to hold the baby, or unable, if she's unable to conceive without intervention, then that's considered that the rechem is creating a sakanas aver situation. So Chelkas Yaakov pretty much says the same thing. Yaakov Reich of Zurich, Orachayim Simon Kufnun. He was asked about taking medicine in the context of fertility treatment or a woman who's unable to conceive without interventions. So he quotes Gabar Nadarim Samach Dalid, Arba Chashuvim Kamesim, Asuma Skashiv Kames, and Mishain Labarim Skashiv Kames. So just as someone who stands to lose his eyesight is considered Sakanas Eiver, and you can violate Durabanans for Sakanas Eiver for someone who stands to lose his eyesight. So if someone stands to lose their ability to have children, then that's also considered, that's analogous to Summa. And there also you could violate Durabanans. So you could definitely have refuah for someone who needs treatment to enhance their fertility.
What do we say that's included in Sakan Saver? That not the Aver is not, the status of the Aver is not going to increase or decrease, but it's just not functioning properly, and therefore you don't take medicine. Now there's no Sakana in the loss of the overall.
So you're saying that no, maybe Sakana Aver just means that there's some clear and present threat to the functioning of the Aver that presents itself on Shabbos, and if you don't address it, then you stand to lose functioning of the Aver.
But if you have holy, it sounds like a holy in the Aver as opposed to a
right. But if you have a long-standing condition, then how do you know that the heterim of Sakana Saver applied to a long-standing condition? Because, well, no. But even if you could argue that if failing to treat it on Shabbos is going to lead to the decreased functioning of the Aver, then you're allowed to do those interventions on Shabbos. Meaning if the only way to treat the Aver that's not functioning is by having medicine on Shabbos, if you don't have a daily regimen of whatever the interventions are, then it's not going to regain functionality, so maybe that's considered Sakana Saver as well, because you need to address it on Shabbos. And then Chalkas Yaakov says as follows, that even if you're going to be stubborn and say that, what do you mean this is Sakana's Aver, this is a Cholash Eimla Sakana, a woman who can't have children, she's totally healthy, she just can't have children. So you can't compare that to Sakana's Aver, because after all, Pruvu is not the woman's mitzvah, it's the man's mitzvah. And whether she's Mechuyeves and Sheves is a Machlokas anyway. So he says, he thinks there's a manavshach. That if you argue that having children is important, it's a davar hechrechi, the Gemara in Suva Samach Dalud, Kutu L'yada, the woman says, I want someone to bury me, I want someone to say Kaddish for me, Im Ayime Sanochi, or because the woman's Mechuyavis and Sheves, so it's critical to have children, or because of Shalom Bayis, so then that's considered Sakana Sever, and you'd be allowed to do interventions on Shabbos. And if you'll tell me that is not Sakana Sever, because there are some who don't care to have children, so then she's totally healthy. So then she's Ein La Mechushkal, and then we must have to take medicine for that reason. Yeah. Anyway, he slices. Either she's a Sakana Saver, can take medicine for that, Or if it, you could argue it doesn't bother women that have children, so then she's totally healthy. You can take medicine because she's totally healthy. That's Rabbeisha's argument. Okay, let's turn back for a moment to Sif Lamed Vav. The Mechaber is matir chewing gum, or whatever the ancient equivalent was, because of Reah Chatzat. That if a person has bad breath, he's allowed to chew gum. Yeah?
So I'm just curious. So let's say a person was totally healthy.
Yeah.
And they wanted to take Pepto-Bismol.
Right.
So that would be mutter?
If a person's totally healthy, again, if you're not bothered by your Shlomo Zalman Safek, whether medicine v'chlal is usher, even for someone who's totally healthy, if he's totally, which why would he take Pepto-Bismol? I guess that's besides the point.
It
tastes good.
Tastes good, yeah.
Tastes good. Okay.
Or NyQuil.
Right, so Thomas is...
Thomas is more of a stomach...
right, does Thomas taste good?
Yeah. Or cough drops. Cough drops.
Right. Yeah, so then arguably, if you're taking it because it tastes good and you're not at all ill, then leaving aside yourself as Amit Safek, it should be mutter. Although that'll get into the vitamin discussion that we'll get to soon. Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll get to that. But I mean, there is an issue. We're concerned about goyis b'makom that it's mukach milsa that's before, or also when there's a kashash behilus. What is the real
kashash? What
behilus? Bahal.
So the original zera, it sounds like the way the Rishonim presented, we're concerned that because you're bahal, you're going to be engaged in Shkikas Avodim. But that doesn't mean that the only... Because once the Zera is promulgated, then it could potentially apply beyond any specific situation where you're actually Bo.
What is the Iker, the clue that we're trying to address when we're asking, is this before or not, that the Yashan Shabbos, is it because of Mukach Milsa, or... I mean, what's the primary concern? That we want to make sure that it's not Mukach Milsa, and therefore it's okay, and then... What is the...
Again?
What is the issue which helps us judge whether something is a Maaser Refuah on Shabbos that would tell us that it should be Asur? Is it because that it's Muchach that it's Refuah? Or even if it's not Muchach the Refuah, it will still be Asur because of Behilus?
You're asking, basically, why is there had to come up with Grim? Is that part of the question?
Just general. Why? What's the assertion of refuah coming?
Meaning, why do we formulate some cases being asr because it's mukha milsa to refuah gavet? It should be asr because it's inherently refuah, not just because it looks like refuah.
So
is that the question?
What's a good way to formulate it?
Again, so the reason that where there's no mechesh at all is mutter is because Xera was only. The initial Zera Shlika Samamanim is because we're concerned that a person is going to be Bahal and Zerfuah and may come to violate a Deraisa. So that Zera wasn't promulgated where there's a more extreme Choli because in that situation you need to take medicine. And it wasn't promulgated in the case that there's no Choli at all because in that situation you're not going to be Bahal. So that's the initial formulation of Zera. Now again, that doesn't mean that the Bahal is the be all and end all litmus test for where we apply the Zera. If you entertain that question of maybe we should ask her across the board any kind of pill because it looks like medicine, that's not because or where you're going to be bald in that situation, but
it's just Marasai.
It's just an extension, even if it's Marasai, but it's an extension of, or maybe it'll be Madame Milsa or Milsa, or lead to confusion. Not sure. Okay, so let's go back to this din of chewing gum. So the Mechaber quotes here that Mishum Reach HaPez Mutter says in Mishum Ruach Kuf Tazayin Yimnei Reach Lo Mikri Rufua, that having bad breath is not considered a choli, and addressing the bad breath is not considered Rufua. So even though this mustiki that you're chewing, in certain contexts, is asa mishum refuah, that's the beginning of the sif, elos and mustiki, lo shafet lo shinayim lirfuah, that to apply it to the teeth, to rub it on, that is mishum refuah. So the same action in a refuah context could be usur, but if it's not a refuah context, could be mutter. Right, so that fits in with the notion that if a person is ein lo mechush at all, that same action should be usur for a chola b'mechush ba'almo would be mutter for someone who is totally healthy. So the Beis Yosef So the simple reading of Sif Lamed Zayin about an Eilo Shemechush Mutter is that you're allowed to take medicine, even medicine, if you have no Mechush. And that's how the Beis Yosef writes, explaining the Torah, Aval im ocho v'shoso so l'ra'avo ulit sam'o v'ein lo choli shari. So that formulation, again, in the Mechaber it says, that sounds like it's without qualification. If a person has no illness, then you can take medicine. The formulation of Beis Yosef himself, explaining the Torah, is, if you're eating this because you're hungry or thirsty, you're taking medicine because you're hungry, so then if you're not sick, that's mutter. So that sounds like it's only mutter if you're eating it because you're hungry. If you're taking medicine for some other reason, then even if you're not sick, maybe that's still usur. It's only if you're taking it because you're hungry that it's going to be mutter. So the Beis Yosef understood in the Torah that's a lav dafka, that's orcha de milsa. The normal reason that a healthy person would take medicine is only because he's hungry, that's all he has to eat. But in a chanami, for whatever reason he takes it, it would still be mutter, even if his kavana is the refuah. Meaning, if you have a totally healthy person who's taking medicine because he thinks it'll have some refuah benefit, not the litzamo, because he's hungry, it'll still be mutter. And that's what the Mechaber basically says without qualification, elo shemechush mutter, across the board. But the Magen Avraham argues, right, and this goes back to what Benji was asking before. Magen Avraham argues, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Kaf, Ein lo shomechush, dahainu, sha'ocha v'shosa l'ra'avono, l'tzamono. That's like what the Beis Yosef quoted in the Torah, that it's only when you're consuming the medicine because you're hungry. But if you're consuming the medicine because you want the refuah, even though you're totally healthy, tahainu kedei lechazek mizgo, to enhance your constitution, kasev Magen Avraham, da'afilu bebari gamer aser. The Magen Avraham says that a healthy person is not allowed to take medicine at all if his intention is for medicine. And the Magen Avraham thinks that's pshat in the Rambam. Rambam Perikof Aleph Halacha Zayin. Rambam Perikof Aleph Halacha Zayin. Kolorai.
Zion or
Kuf? No, it's not Zion. What is it? Kuf Aleph. Yeah, Kuf, thank you. Perek Kuf Aleph Halacha Kuf. Good. So the Rambam writes, Lefikach, that's the summation of the Halacha, Asur Lebari Lehisrapos B'Shabbos, Gezeira Shema Yitzchak Samimanim. So a healthy person is not allowed to engage in Refuah on Shabbos, Zera Shema Yisod Samanim. So that sounds like, says the Magen Avraham, that even if he's totally healthy, if he's taking something for medicine, that's going to be Aser. And then he goes on, Kaf Aleph. Lo yachal dvarim she'ena machal briyam kigon ozuvio, nupua, lo dvarim v'shalshalim. And then halacha kaf beis. Ochal adam ochal namashin shederach abriyam l'ochlan, which is salsan, kigon akuzbar, vakashus, va'ezov, alpha bi shehem rapin, va'ochal kadelus rapus, v'hem mutter, ho v'hem achal briyam. So if you're eating something that's normal, healthy person food, even if it's going to have a medicinal effect, that's mutter. Shasa chilsis mikodem v'shabbos reyu shasa v'holach mutter v'shasa v'shabbos, afil makom mekom v'shala nagar briyam lishtos ha'chilsis. And then fine. So the Magen Avraham thinks that according to the Rambam, the only heter for a healthy person is if his intention is l'ravono l'tzamo. But if you're taking medicine because of the health benefits, because it's going to cure you, l'rfua, that's going to be aser.
And what if it has a tafel effect?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, it just so happens also to have that lefu effect.
But that's not your intention. That would be okay. That it depends apparently on your intention.
Well, can you divorce intention from an inevitable result?
Oh. Yes.
Isn't that called a psikresha?
It's not a psikresha in this sense. And here we're talking about a non-chol is allowed to take medicine if it's to fill him up, if your intention isn't l'refuah. If your intention is l'refuah, so then that's included in the gzeira of Shvika Samamani.
I mean, if he's healthy, then there is no refuah, that's happening, right?
No, there could be, that's what the Magen Avraham terms the chazik mizgo, that he's taking it to enhance his constitution. I mean, he's healthy, but if he takes it, it's going to make him healthier. Right.
But he's not intending for that.
But, no, he's intending. In that case, it'll be Yasser, says the Magen Avraham. Okay. So we'll have to come back to this next time. We're basically out of time to discuss further this machlokas, we call it mechaber of Magen Avraham, and how we say lalacha and how that's relevant to vitamins and the like on Shabbos. So next time, I guess on Monday, Birkas Hashem, we will finish this up and start the sugya of Yoledes. I will complete, as I said, that Marmukhav is now on Yoledes. Okay.